It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Monday. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're all of the good things. I'll be hanging out here with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we've had a busy show. Hey, thank you so much to Sean Pendergast for joining us from Sports Radio 610 down in Houston to talk about Kevin Durant, the newest member of the Rockets. Hey, thank you so much to Steve McGahee for joining us. He covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. Man, he's going to be on one of those buses tomorrow where it will be 95 degrees in downtown Oklahoma City. So wherever you are, I hope you're keeping cool as well. I'll try my best to help you too, okay? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And thank you to you for listening, wherever you might be, whatever the heck you might be up to. Shout out to the Uber drivers, the delivery drivers, the Uber Eats, the DoorDash. Shout outs to the guy who called me one time who was on his tractor. He's like, what about us farmers, JR? You ain't never saying about the farmers. Well, I like to eat. So thank you. Shout outs to all of the farmers out there, too. Shout outs to everybody. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Obviously, a basketball-focused show. We're taking a look at what took place last night with the Oklahoma City Thunder, that we had to deal with Kevin Durant that took place earlier in the day. We had a big weekend in New York City. Almost every athlete imaginable was at Fanatics Fest. That was a big deal. And so you just can't make up the sports calendar. Here we are. It's June 23rd. The finals just ended last night. And we're automatically going to have the parade tomorrow in OKC, where it'll be 95 degrees. And both Botcher and I believe that Chet Holmgren will be the guy to walk around without his shirt on. And then on Wednesday, we just fast forward to the NBA draft, which is basically going to be, I don't want to say the coronation of Cooper Flagg, but welcome to the league, Cooper Flagg. And the interesting thing about the NBA draft at this stage, we have so many players. The pool of players is so wide. It's not just dudes coming over from the draft. It's not just, you know, the next big guy out of Duke or Kentucky. I don't have the same enthusiasm for the NBA draft as in years past. It used to be you knew who a lot of these dudes were, where they played, you watched their games, you had an idea how they would fit in the NBA. And now we got so many guys that come over from Europe, whether they happen to be, you know, well, most of them, young professionals that have already played professionally in Europe and now they come over. I don't know who these dudes are. And then if you think about some of the top prospects here, we got Bailey out of Rutgers and Harper Jr. out of Rutgers, too. Rutgers stunk this year. And so who the heck was sitting around watching them? And so, I mean, once we get past Cooper Flagg, I'm just like, this is the NBA draft? Well, we'll be right here on the air. And so we'll be talking about the draft as it takes place. But it's like, damn, who the hell are these guys? Botcher, how you feeling? Are you excited for the draft?
As a Brooklyn Nets fan, yes. Only because I'm excited to see if we trade up for a second top 10 pick.
Okay. So, yeah, you're only excited for your team.
Basically. Everybody, like, besides for maybe seeing if Ace Bailey, where he lands, there's no real draft story besides Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, there's nobody here. You got some of the top prospects. Okay, VJ Edgecombe, we just saw him play at Baylor. Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's kid. Trey Johnson out of Texas. Con Knipple out of Duke. Amalek as well, who's just very raw offensively. Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma. I don't know who this guy is from France. Noah S.O.A., I guess I'll learn his name. Yeah, I don't know these guys. Oh, Igor Denham. I know Igor Denham. Yeah, there's Derek Queen. We saw him hit that big shot in the tournament from Maryland. There's another Frenchman. Joan? Behringer, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, these Jace Richardson. Oh, my God. Wow. 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 Now you talk about old. Damn. 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 Jason Richardson got a son in the league. My God. Yeah. Hugo Gonzalez from Spain. Yeah, I don't know who the hell these guys are. Come on now.
There's some names that pop out, but everybody else is kind of like,
Walter Clayton is here. I mean, we saw him just win the championship.
He's experienced, you could say.
Yeah. There's a guy from China, Hanson Yang. He's a center. I bet this guy's like 8 feet tall. Let's see. Oh, my God. He's 7'1". Great. Yeah. Yang is a towering presence with his size, including a 9'3" standing reach. He had an excellent showing at the NBA Combine, validating his strong two seasons in the Chinese Basketball Association. Here we go. Weaknesses: slow-footed with questionable awareness, intensity and agility guarding in space. He can't move. Yang has significant questions to answer defensively. He doesn't offer the floor spacing to compensate for his lack of explosiveness. And so it appears that he's just a giant post player. Highly skilled operating in the post, pick and roll, excellent hands, touch, and passing. All right, fine. All right. 7'1", 253 pounds. Okay. Well, I didn't expect to see a guy from China here on this list. I guess we've been due. Like, who's the last? Whatever happened to the other guys from China? Remember, there's one on Brooklyn.
On the Rockets, right? Joe Chi? Is that what his name?
What? Who?
There was a guy on the Rockets from China. He was
not
like
Yao Ming.
No, not Yao. No. There was a second one during the Harden era. He was like 7'1". I think he was supposed to be some type of prospect and never got playing time or never developed. I think his name was Joe Chi.
I don't know about that, bro. I don't know. Joe QI?
Z-H-O-U-Q-I.
There was Wong Zizi.
QI. Zochi. 2018, he had 2 points per game.
Nah, bro. I've never heard of this guy in my life. Why do you know who the hell this guy is? Did he play?
He played maybe a couple games, but he was one of those, if you played NBA 2K, he's one of those like cards that are bad. But you they're, like, super tall.
You know who this guy is from a video game.
Yeah.
He played a career total 19 games in the NBA.
Yeah, memorable. Very memorable. Kind of like Simbular, too.
Okay. No.
Simbular was like 7'6".
Yes. But there have been better players from China in the NBA. There was one guy in particular who played. He was on the Nets. What is that guy's name? He was a
Utah
forward.
Utah Watanabe.
No, he's Japanese. oh my God.
Oh, Yi Jin Lan.
Yes. Where the hell is he? What happened to him? Did he go back to China?
He came over not young in his career, I don't think he was good enough, so he went back.
He played for the Nets. Did he also play for the Bucks?
Bucks and maybe the Knicks? I don't remember.
Oh my God.
I'm on Basketball Reference. Nah, like
he didn't play for the Knicks. Wow. He's 37 years old. He is 7 feet tall. Yeah, wow, what a short career. He started with the Bucks in 20. He was 20 years old. Damn, he played 20? Oh, my God, this is so long ago. This was 2007 that he played. Wow. He played for Milwaukee, the New Jersey Nets, Washington, and ended his career with Dallas. Damn, I thought he played a little bit longer.
It wasn't horrible.
No, it had to have been injuries. I mean, at his peak in New Jersey, I thought he played in Brooklyn. He averaged 12 points his last year with the New Jersey Nets. Yeah, we've had some players come over from China that have been pretty good. Wow. There have only been eight players in NBA history. Only eight players from China. Eight.
Be drafted or just like to come over?
Period. NBA players born in China, there have only been eight of them. There was, I remember this guy, Meng Batir. He played 3 years from 2002 to 2004. He played for quite a few teams. Denver, San Antonio, Toronto. He only played 46 games in his career. I don't know who this guy is. I guess he's just got signed. Kui Yongxi. And he played, where the heck is this guy? Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. You wait, last year, you never heard of this guy?
Oh, wait, yeah. Well, he's like a bench warmer. Does that really count?
Well, I didn't say he played in the NBA, okay.
I don't even know if he actually, he was called Jackie, I'm pretty sure his nickname is, or something like that. I think he tore his ACL.
It's a guy, Tom Mascheri. Oh, wait. Oh, he's from Russia. He played in the 60s. He's probably an American. Born in China. Sun Yu?
Maybe rings a bell a little bit.
I don't remember Sun. Oh, my God. Sun Yu played 10 games for the Los Angeles Lakers in 2008. Wow. Wang Zhiji. There we go. I remember Wang Zhiji. He was like 8 feet tall, wasn't he, Wang Zhiji? No, he was only 7 feet tall. Wow. I thought we had more players. This is kind of surprising. I thought we had more than eight. And, of course, the most successful player ever born in China was Yao Ming, who even here just only played 8 seasons before his feet started to give him problems. And I guess it can't be too much of a shock. The man still is. God bless him. 7'6". He is the largest human being I have ever seen in my life. 7'6". I have a photo somewhere, not of me standing next to him, but Yao Ming was standing next to some publicist, and publicist had to have been like 5'3", and he was standing next to her. It just looked ridiculous. Yao Ming was just, he was so good and so great to watch. It's just his body and his feet could not hold up. And, I mean, if Yao kept playing, I think Yao ultimately would have won himself a championship. He started playing with the Houston Rockets. He was 22 years old. Yao Ming was actually an all-star every single season that he played. His rookie year, Yao Ming averaged 14 points, 8 rebounds, and he blocked 2 shots a game. Yeah, Yao Ming was fun. I wish we got more of Yao. This was a funny guy. And Shaq says he didn't know Yao Ming spoke English until Yao told him. Yeah, I speak English, man. You just don't ever talk to me. So what a world. And I think now Yao Ming owns the Shanghai Sharks, is, of course, a legend out in China. He's 44 years old. Damn. Time flies. So who knows? I mean, we got all these international players coming from all over the place. I guess we're due to get another great Chinese player, but only 8 players born in China to have ever played in the NBA. Oh, what a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. When we come back, I do want to talk more about John Jones stepping away, Aaron Rodgers being unhappy with the Jets. What a shock. And then, you know, speaking of international basketball, Caitlin Clark. Yeah, she didn't make it to the Olympic team last year. She was offered a spot on a different one. I'll explain on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come back. We'll get into all of that. So don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about the champs. We talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We talked about Tom Brady, the winner of everything, winning Fanatics Fest over the weekend. What are the odds? Well, I guess he did play baseball in college. So Tom Brady he's an ultimate athlete, I guess, an all-around guy. Talked about John Jones walking away, which I don't think he's going to walk away. I wouldn't be surprised if one day he wakes up and says he decides to come back. What a world. A matter of fact, Dana White, who made the announcement over the weekend that John Jones is calling it a wrap from UFC, he was asked, did he regret giving John Jones so much time to decide, knowing that there was a heavyweight fight to be made between him and Tom Aspinall? This is what Dana White had to say.
Do I regret the time that I gave him? Yes. Listen, if you look at what he's accomplished in the sport, no, it is what it is. I obviously feel bad for Tom that he lost all that time and obviously money, but yeah, we'll make it up to him. Tom Aspinall's a good guy. He's been incredible through this whole process that we've gone through. He's been willing to do anything, fight him anywhere at any time and do this, and now he's like, I'll fight anybody. You tell me who and I'll fight him. So Aspinall's been great. He's going to be a great heavyweight champion for us, and I'm excited to work with him.
Man, it's even thinking about John Jones, to have an MMA fighter with 30 fights and one loss, which was a disqualification earlier on in his career. And he lost the fight because he elbowed the guy the wrong way. Like, you can't elbow straight down. You got to go across. And so he was, and it was a controversial loss. What a wild career. I don't know if he's done. I don't think he's finished. I think he may have one more in him. It's just bad that he has had so many legal issues. It seemed that everything was maybe too good to be true. Things were too perfect when it came down to John Jones and his image. And it just, man, from hitting the lady to some of these drug arrests, I just hope that in retirement he can find peace. I'm not sure he will. I mean, even now, like, he's being investigated over a hit and run with a woman, and it's just like, there's always something going on with John Jones. Take a listen to what Dana White, he was asked if he knew about these latest allegations.
I saw it today. When I saw it today, I said, oh, everybody's going to think this is why he retired. Maybe that is why he retired. Who the hell knows, man? But, yeah, I don't know. These are all questions you got to ask him. We had the fight done. I you know, you saw me talking about it very confidently that this fight was going to happen. And then he changed his mind.
Yeah, well, nobody will be able to ask John Jones anything, because John Jones ain't going to be talking to anybody. He may disappear again for another 3 years. He may pop up on social media. Just one of the greatest fighters of all time. 30 fights, one loss. That is just, that's unheard of, even at any level. So I hope he finds some peace in whatever the hell that he's getting ready to do. Speaking of, dare I say, troubled individuals. I don't know if he's troubled in the same type of way. But Aaron Rodgers is minding his business right now, hanging out with his wife. That, Bacha, why are people saying that Tom Brady, he don't got no wife right now. Why are people saying that Aaron Rodgers' wife is, like, non-existent?
Because we've never seen her, or never seen a picture with the ring with her, or any woman. It's just part of the conspiracy.
So because he lied about getting a COVID vaccine, we can't believe anything he ever says?
It's Aaron Rodgers, to be fair. Anything he does has to be a scene. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did make up having a wife.
Who makes up having... Who lies about having a wife?
I don't know. People who want certain, I don't know, attention. People lie about having girlfriends all the time, don't they?
Who does that? A teenager?
Yeah, but that's like Aaron Rodgers' mentality.
Well, listen, there are a lot of people that don't even know if they have a girlfriend, okay? Right? Now, that's reasonable.
Yeah, what if he married a situationship or something like that where he...
Whoa.
What?
You married a situationship?
Like, he thinks he married it. It's like a promise ring instead of like an actual wedding ring.
Oh, so this is like back to when we did you get the COVID vaccine? And he goes, I've been immunized. So we're back to that.
Maybe.
It's the technicality. So he's not married. He's probably not legally married. He's in a situationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Or maybe he actually is married and someone can find his marriage license where it is.
Yeah, that's about to say. But then you got to think about where he got married. So I don't know. I'm surprised somebody hasn't looked that up yet. What happened to that guy? I forgot his name. Was it Pablo Torre all up in Bill Belichick's business?
No idea.
Yeah, but I think it was Pablo Torre who was all up in Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson's stuff. So, I mean, if he's done with that for the time being, he can just go look for a Aaron Rodgers' wife. I don't know.
Where in the world is Aaron Rodgers' wife? Are we going to Egypt again?
Possibly. Maybe she's in Egypt. Maybe she's on a wellness cleanse. I don't know. I did see there were photos of him on the beach and he was walking by himself and it just, they were making fun of him. I'm like, yeah, this sounds about right. It sounds about him. Anyway, his buddy, I didn't know he had friends. Mark Schlereth, who we've had here on the show. Next time I talk to Mark, I'm going to ask him about Aaron Rodgers. Not really. Mark Schlereth said he was talking to Aaron Rodgers and he didn't talk to him about his wife. His new wife or whatever the heck is going on. Mark Schlereth is just dropping all types of news about Aaron Rodgers. And he says that the man hated the New York Jets run scheme. This is what he said on his podcast.
One thing that Aaron and I had a conversation about when he was with the Jets was how abysmal their running game was and how schematically it made no sense. And I brought up the conversation. I started the conversation, and then Aaron went on for about a 25-minute diatribe on just their run game. But I was like, watching the Jets last year, it was the worst schematic, the worst kind of – just the worst schematic run game I have ever watched in the NFL.
Oh, my God. Well – I'm sure Breece Hall was happy to hear that. The Jets did only average 91 yards on the ground last season, which was, I think, second worst in the entire NFL. I just find it odd. I mean, if I got a friend and I'm talking to my friend, I'm not going to expect my friend to go on his podcast and I'll tell everything that did Aaron Rodgers want that out? Like, maybe he did, maybe he did not. I just... Botcher, was he? And we don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers wanted him to say that publicly. Wouldn't you be ticked off about that?
I feel like he's already ticked off. He went for a 25-minute rant on this, so I think he wants to have it publicized.
Ah, okay.
If no one who talks for 25 minutes about a certain topic angrily wants to keep it in. He just, I guess it's the right thing to do that someone else put it out instead of him.
Oh, okay. I guess. That way he can claim immunity. That's what he likes, right? Just
I can say a private conversation.
Yeah, I can say what I want and do what I want and you know, keep the stink off of me. Well, I didn't say it or I didn't tell him to share that. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is an interesting fellow. Maybe one day we'll and he's been public with his girlfriends in the past. Is that right?
Yeah, most of them are celebrities too, right?
Olivia Munn. I think she said she didn't care for the guy. I think he said some not nice things about him. Danica Patrick also said some not nice things about him recently, too, by the way. Am I missing anybody?
That was the Bucks owner daughter?
Oh, yeah. Lazary's daughter. And she was in her 20s. So, I mean, whatever. I don't know. And so all of a sudden he gets married, but he wants to keep this lady, keep her quiet, huh?
That's what I'm saying. It's not real.
Maybe he learned his lesson, no? Aren't some of the best relationships the ones that are quietest kept? Not a Matt. Come on, bro. Imaginary.
Well, I don't know.
Have you ever had an imaginary relationship?
When I was like 4, like imaginary friends.
Okay. No, now see, now we've been here before. Manti Te'o. Come on now. Okay.
Remember
Manti Te'o?
Well, yeah, catfish. Maybe Aaron Rodgers got catfished by someone and is married and has a ring. Doesn't know who it is.
Now, wait. Manti Te'o, what was his deal?
He had an online relationship.
Yeah, but he didn't think He didn't think they were married. He thought he was going to marry her, right? What happened?
Yeah, and then didn't she allegedly die or something like that?
I don't know. What did he do?
Here he made a fool of himself.
He told media outlets that his grandmother and girlfriend died in September. Okay. Manti Te'o said his girlfriend, Stanford University student Lene Kakua, had been injured in a car accident and was discovered during her treatment to have leukemia. Manti Te'o did not miss any football games for Notre Dame, saying that he had promised Kakua he would play even if something happened to her. Wow. Yeah, many media outlets reported on these tragedies. Oh, man. This was crazy. This story was crazy.
Still haven't watched the documentary.
Oh, I haven't either. I don't need to revisit it. January 16th, they published an article alleging Kakua. Deadspin said Kakua did not exist and pointed to a man named Naya as involved in a hoax of a relationship with Te'o. This guy has been described as a family friend or acquaintance. Oh, my God. What a world. Pictures of Kakua that have been published in the media were actually of a former high school classmates of his. And how did nobody catch on? This was in 2013.
Good question.
How did nobody not know this?
Nobody cared, maybe, until the accident.
Manti Te'o played three voicemails left by Kakua and said the voice sounds like a girl. He sat down with Katie Couric. He sat down with Dr. Phil. This guy confessed to the hoax and admitted to falling in love with Te'o and using the Kakua identity. Oh, my God. He also recreated the female voice behind a privacy screen. Damn. Damn, damn. What a world. Hey, Marco Belletti, remind me to always meet my wives and girlfriends ahead of time, okay?
That's always a good plan. You want to meet people before you, date or marry them.
This man had a whole girlfriend that he never met. It was 2013. We had FaceTime. He never looked at this lady?
No. The documentary is actually very good. It takes a little bit of the heat off Te'o. Everybody kind of seemed to give him a complete pass. I still struggle with the idea of playing the entire season, and he kind of wrapped his whole in persona around the dead girlfriend that he had never met, that he claimed was his soulmate. So I struggled with, you wanted popularity and you wanted this story to kind of follow you to give you the boost for maybe a Heisman run with Notre Dame, and then you didn't like the backlash when it all fell apart.
Who's more naive, Manti Te'o or Shohei Ohtani?
I will say Manti Te'o came across as very naive. I will give him that.
Oh, my God.
Very, very naive.
He never had a real girlfriend in his life. It took him to college. He didn't have a real girlfriend before this.
It seemed like he was struggling with, acceptance at Notre Dame, where it was kind of like it's completely out of his culture. And he was reminded of home and it felt good, but he was struggling with that. Like, I understand. I didn't grow up in a spot and then have to go completely across the country and have to redo things without any family around and any friends. So like,
he was lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He was very lonely and he got suckered.
Okay. I get it. Been there before, Marco. I'm going to find me an imaginary girlfriend too.
Just maybe don't tell the whole world about it though. How about that?
All right. Okay.
Maybe meet her first before, mentioned that you're going to dedicate your entire life to it. Meet them before you bring them home to your parents. That kind of thing. You just want to spend 5 minutes together.
It sounds like it'll save some money, though, right? Imaginary girlfriend, save some money.
Damn.
Right?
Imaginary kids, could we do that?
Imaginary
kids? That would save a lot of money, man.
Imaginary kids?
Yeah. Kids are expensive.
Oh, I know. I was thinking about that today. I forgot what I was doing. I was like, damn, I got to buy this again? I don't know what it was. Marco, I was so mad. I was buying clothes the other day. I'm like, man, I said, does he need clothes? All he's going to do is keep growing. I'm buying clothes that he can't even wear.
I'm not arguing. I just said it the other day. I can't wait for this last one to be out of diapers. You know how expensive these frigging things are?
Bruh, I'm about to throw my clothes on the boy until he can grow into them. Okay.
Seriously. Put a safety pin. What's the problem?
I'm like, why am I buying clothes? I put a shirt on him the other day. I'm like, your arms got longer already. Like, what are we doing? All I saw was they're not ankles. They were wrists. There was too much wrist. I said, what is this? You just bought that.
Well, got to tell them to stop growing.
I'm trying.
Killing me.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, man, you costing all this money, man. Go get a job somewhere. Go do something.
Mm.
Don't help out anything. Nothing. Sheesh. You want another one, Marco? I'll send them back north.
Yo.
No? Okay.
Don't put that evil on me.
I'm trying. Okay. Anyway, my next kid will be imaginary, okay? Imaginary children.
It's not bad. It saves some money.
Yeah, it will. I'll think about that.
Apparently, everybody will fall for it. So
I may try for imaginary wife, too. I think it'll be better. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Bacha, I'm going to go to Aaron Rodgers' route, okay?
That's fine. Walks on beaches by yourself.
Yeah, imaginary wife.
Which I heard you got. I don't think that's imaginary. I think there's an actual woman.
He has a real wife.
Yeah, I just don't think he's married. There's a difference.
Ah, wait.
Yeah.
He has like a one of these spiritual marriages. Huh?
Yeah. He had the whatever. This is his wordplay.
Yes. Like COVID. Yes.
Immunized. Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. And then he's going to tell you about how you're ridiculous for trying to find out about his wife, and they are married, but not in the conventional terms. And this is all about you. This is just an Aaron Rodgers ploy to get you all in a tizzy when he eventually spins this into the idea that you care more about his life than you do about your own, and he's in your head. When all you had to do was just speak. He can't do that.
That'll be a fun press conference when he has that one, okay?
Oh, this is coming. We'll eventually find out, and I don't know when it is. I don't know if it's because they broke up and he doesn't have the ring on anymore, or if he actually does. And that, like, he's going to find a way to make this spin into something else. It's almost like he's on a TV show, and he's already looking for the spinoff before we actually get to the plot of what season one is.
That's what he always does, right?
Yeah.
That's what he always does.
It's his gift. I give him credit. It's a gift. It is a gift.
What, spin?
Is whatever nonsense, it's a gift because no one else thinks as convoluted as he does. He is the dumbest intelligent person I think I've ever come across. It's tremendous. I'm in awe.
I think he's developed that over time. You know, because he wasn't always like this.
Did he, or did we not know because we didn't ask the right questions?
Things were
going so well for him that he didn't need to display this.
I think as he got older... You know, people get older, people's thoughts change. You have access to money and, you know, alternative lives and learning different things, different exposures. I think it's a natural progression from kind of who and what he was. You know, he just went way left. Like, look, not everybody gets along with their family. I think the people got beef. People are people. He doesn't talk to his folks at all. Like nobody in his family.
I think a little bit with his parents, but not his brother. That's the little bit that I've read. I mean, again, I'm not that into it.
And he's mad at the brother because they talked about him on a TV show? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Who the hell knows? I don't know why he was married to his parents in the first place either. But apparently they had like a little bit of a reconciliation, but they're not like tight. But I guess they speak every once in a while. I don't know.
Yeah, his dad was at a Jets game or something.
Right, like right. They had some kind of thawing out.
Look.
You are who you are. This was there. This was simmering. We just didn't know. And things were going too damn good that he didn't show it to us. I can't buy that he evolved into that. I think he was always like this. We just didn't get to see the full extent until he wanted us to. How about that?
Well, good luck to him and his wife.
Sure.
That's what it, right? Wife?
Sure. If you dance around and light a candle and say we're married, then if that means, I mean... I'm not saying you have to get legally married. I don't care what the hell you do. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's what it is. I think he had a ceremony. I think they, you know.
Lit a candle.
Yeah, they did whatever they did. They had some fun and they claimed to be married and they wear rings. Again, that's fun. That's fine.
Sounds fun to me.
It's fine. People have commitment rings, whatever the hell you want to do. I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Well, he's somewhere between that and Manti Te'o. Hey, Mike Tomlin, this is what you signed up for, by the way. Good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up, talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But you just heard his voice. Right now, it's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah. Hey, Anthony from Toronto, I see you. Anthony, I'll get you on the line in a second. I got to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Then we'll talk to Anthony. And you know what? Let's do it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today, June 23rd, 2025. But if we go back to June 23rd, 1969, Joe Frazier knocked out Jerry Quarry in 8 rounds to pick up the heavyweight boxing championship. This is what Joe Frazier had to say after the fight on ABC.
Quarry thought maybe he would rush me with a right hand. Surprised, I'll fall for it. But I've been working with guys, just like I say, good. And those guys were shooting right hands. Some of them been catching me. Some of Quarry right hand catch me. But I'm in better condition than him. And I know how to survive them punches. You've seen the later rounds. I just stopped and started picking my shots after I had him slow down. If he had to go faster, I would go faster. And I would like to take time out to thank everybody around the whole wide world to watch who C really is the champion of the whole world. And I'll defend my title against anybody, any day, any time. But I think I'm going to retire right now.
That's just funny. God rest his soul, Joe Frazier. Hey, June 23rd, 2003. Barry Bonds, he got his 500th steal. He was taken on the Dodgers, and he became the first player in Major League Baseball history to have 500 career home runs and 500 steals. Yeah, Barry could still run. Listen to this, courtesy of MLB.
Colorado has hit a home run tonight. He's also grounded out and twice struck out. Bonds going, and he steals it without a throw, and that's number 500.
And that's when they really needed a stolen base, too.
Bonds uproots the base. They'll bring out a new one. The first man in the history of the game to have that rather unique double of 500 steals and 500 plus home runs.
Yeah, it helped him out, I guess, huh? Right? The juice. Anyway, June 23rd, 2005, Tim Duncan. This man was named Finals MVP. The Spurs beat the Pistons 81-74. Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Yeah, this one was ugly. Listen to what Tim Duncan had to say on SportsCenter after winning MVP.
You said before the game that you were nervous. 25 and 11 points, 25 points, 11 boards. Why didn't it show?
Oh, it was there. It was there. I've been nervous for 4 days now. It's the entire thing was nervous. The most nervous I've ever been having to do anything with basketball, and it was kind of a weird feeling, but it was a great feeling. Great to end it out this way.
Why was it nervous this time? You've played in NBA Finals games before. Why now?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. My nerves are getting bad.
2005, Tim Duncan was getting old. Okay, yeah. That guy's expression has never changed. June 23rd, 2008, King Felix Hernandez. He hit a grand slam against the New York Mets. He's the first guy to do it since 1971. Listen to this man hit a granny off of Johan Santana, FSN.
He's 1-for-8. He got his base hit down in San Diego. And sends a drive to deep right center field. That baby is going to be fly away. Get out the rye bread and mustard grab all. The Mariners' first grand slam of the year comes from Felix Hernandez. My, oh my, unbelievable. How about that? Jumped on the first pitch. That's got to be the thrill of a lifetime.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's nuts. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Anthony's here. He's been waiting patiently from Toronto. Anthony, go ahead. Go quick.
Hey, JR. It's good to be back on. It's been a few months. First of all, kudos to the sports history recap. I mean, I love history. I love sports history. And listening to those play-by-plays, I mean, it gets tingles up my spine. Ooh, I absolutely tingles. Love it.
Well, yeah. You're welcome. Anything to tingle your spine, I love it. Go ahead quickly, Anthony. We're running out of time.
Okay, long story short, two-part question. Did you ever collect sports cards as a kid? And
So the answer is yes. I wasn't an ardent collector. People would just give me cards. I probably have cards in storage that I've never. I do. I have things in storage I've never opened.
Okay, so I love that story, and obviously when it comes to card collecting, it's North America's pastime, so is baseball. I love what Fanatics is doing. However, this is what I don't love. It used to be a kid's hobby where it was affordable, but just like everything after COVID, it's become unaffordable. The amount of money that people are spending on sports cards, it's basically people are using it as an investment.
Yes.
When I was a kid, you bought cards for your personal collection. That doesn't exist anymore. So my question to you is this.
Yes.
You've done a really good job at projections, and you have a really high Q with North American sports. Do you see sports cards and memorabilia connected to the salary cap, where it's just going to be inflation and it's just going to continue to go up and up? I will hang up and listen to your answer. And thanks. It's great to hear from you, man. Keep on the great work. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, Anthony, for calling from Toronto. Good time, and I know I have to leave. Yes. I mean, we just talked about the Fanatics Fest. People were paying $600 to stand next to John Cena for 20 seconds. Come on now. Not me. Yeah, I think there's so much value in sports. Yeah, I think the price is about to go up. Listen, folks, I'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't do it. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Botcher.